sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Everybody, Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. It's time for high school basketball. We had some weather cancellations earlier in the week. That sidetracked us from doing two other games we were going to do, but we are on tonight. We're up at Sydney High School for the Sydney Warriors boys action tonight against the Harpersville Hornets. It's MAC League action here tonight. Want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara, of course, on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals. And an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Sydney off to a strong start on the season. They are 1-1, but they went down and played Johnson City and Owego and came away with two very close games there, winning against Owego and just losing by 5 points to Johnson City, two Class A schools. So a promising start to the season for this Warriors team, who is looking really for a wide-open MAC conference. You just don't know what's out there this year. It looks like it's anybody's ball game. Unitego looks strong. Sydney looks strong. Delhi looks strong. But besides that, it's really up for grabs. And we'll see what a scrappy Harpersville club will bring here to Sydney tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more on our tip-off show. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Hotcake Night is back at the Sydney McDonald's every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Enjoy McDonald's famous hotcakes and get one free refill. And while you're there, check out McDonald's McCafe with coffee, cappuccinos, lattes, and mochas. Not to mention McDonald's tasty hot chocolate. Don't forget Hotcake Night every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. with one free refill at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on CDO as we have MAC basketball tonight. Boys action as we have Sydney taking on Harpersville. We've got a chance to see Harpersville earlier in the year. I like to go out and see as many local teams as I can before we really start the season. Had a chance to watch Harpersville. We'll talk about that in a second. We haven't seen Sydney yet. They got a late start to their season, and they went down and played their first two games down in the Binghamton area. They played in a tournament at Johnson City. As we said earlier, they came away from that 1-1, which is huge because they played two Class A schools. We'll talk about more of that in a second. But again, welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Stop on over and see Cork and the staff. They have all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll get in our Section 4 disclaimer as well. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And this Sydney team is off to a strong start, and as we talked about earlier, the MAC is certainly wide open. Through three games, you have Nick Mino. He's averaging 16.3 points per game, and it's not just a one-man show. You have Wyatt McKee. He's averaging 15.7. You have Zach Green, who's been really hot from the outside. He's nailed 7 3-pointers through the first three games of the season, and Nick Mino has hit 6 3-pointers through the first couple of games of the season as well. So they lost 55-50 to Johnson City. They were the host school for that tournament, but they won the consolation matchup 57-49 against Owego. And not only is it nice, we talk about it in our WCDO Sports podcast all the time, to go out and challenge yourself against these bigger teams. It really is going to be good for you. When you get back in your league, you're definitely battle-tested. But in this case, you went down and you played two Class A teams. Sydney is a Class C team in terms of the qualifications, and that's going to get you huge sectional points. A win against the Class A school could be, you know, the difference down the stretch for a home game and away game come sectional time. Even if you go and lose to a Class A school like they did 55-50 against Johnson City, you're going to get more points for that loss than you will for just winning a normal game against a Class C school during your regular schedule. So it really does pay off. Even if you go down there and, you know, a lot of people, of course, love an unblemished record. But if you go down and you challenge yourself against a B school or an A school, and you're a Class C school like Sydney, you're going to be rewarded for it. And in the case of winning a game, that was certainly huge. In that game against Owego, Zach Green had 5 points, Trey Larson with 11, Wyatt McKee with 12. Nick Mino led the way with 19. Kyle Smith had 6. Alex Hopkins and Anthony Ruling both with 2 points in that contest. And the team hit 4 3-pointers in that game. So we're seeing head coach Mike Brazine not using a ton of his bench, just, you know, one or two guys off the bench. Looks like his starting five is pretty in shape and ready to go, and it certainly looks like he has a deep bench if he needs to go to it, and we might see him do that down the stretch here against Harpersville, get some of these guys in, get them in the mix, and see how it goes. But he has a lot of height on this team. Sydney looks like a team that could certainly go a long, long way. They've been in good contention in the MAC playoffs over the last couple of seasons, but have come away with some tough losses in the playoff scenario. Harpersville on the other side, we saw them earlier in the year. They were up in a tournament in Milford, the Anton Remy tournament, where they advanced to the championship contest before falling to the host school, Milford, in that contest. We saw a lot from Devin Dean. He made the all-tournament team, and if you're used to our WCDO broadcast, you've heard that name quite a bit. Of course, he's the standout quarterback for the Harpersville-Afton football squad. Of course, it's his senior season, and we will miss seeing him out on the gridiron, that's for sure. He's a talented, talented guy, and you see it translate over to the basketball court as well. He had 27 points in a win against Franklin, who we saw last week here on CDO. 27 points, and what's impressive about that is Harpersville really fell out of the gate. They were down 13-1 to Franklin, and Dean really led them back in that comeback win. They were able to claw back in by halftime and then go to put it away in the second half, winning just by a couple of points and then falling in the championship game to Milford. But that was a huge contest. But it's not just the Devin Dean show. He's got some guys around him that Sydney will have to be careful with here tonight. You had Mitch Livermore with 13 points in that win over Franklin, and Peyton Dean had 14 points, with Devin Dean having 12 in the loss to Milford in the finals. And, you know, if you're saying, wow, Harpersville, a Class C team, losing to Milford, a Class D team, Milford is one of the top teams in Section 4 in Class D, a very good run-and-gun type team that has all starting five senior class. They're a team that's going to be very hard to beat down the stretch in Class D. So really, not a bad game for Harpersville to lose there. So it's been a tough opening start to the season from there, though. Harpersville lost to Windsor 71-48 back on December 4th. In that game, Devin Dean had 18, and we had Dylan Karanka with 10 and Peyton Dean with 6. So they're getting, you know, some guys in action besides Devin Dean. You have Karanka, you have Peyton Dean, you have Mitch Livermore. So they do have some weapons that Sydney will have to look out for. So Sydney looking to get their first win at home this season. Have a lot of seniors here that are looking to play very strong here at home this season. Nick Mino, of course, looking to have a good senior season, as well as Trey Larson. And you have some guys coming up, some juniors that are really helping out here, and guys like Zach Green. Of course, Alex Hoskins, just a sophomore as well. So you have a good supporting cast. And if you're Sydney, the future is certainly bright. Their JV team wins tonight over Harpersville 85-28. And boy, let me tell you, folks, that team can run and gun. They had some size, some great athletes that we saw back during football season. Goes very, very well and translates onto the basketball court. Those guys playing AAU, really a good win here tonight for Sydney JV, winning 85-29. the starting five, really took it to Harpersville in the early going. And it's nothing against Harpersville. The JV team wasn't a poor team. It's just Sydney is a very, very strong team. They're about to do tonight's starting lineups and the national anthem. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back for a tip-off here between Sydney and Harpersville. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Thanks for joining us here tonight, folks. Nate Lowe with you on WCDO. Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. We're coming to you live from Sydney High School tonight. It's boys MAC basketball action. Sydney hosting Harpersville. Sydney, their first home game of the season. Thanks for joining us a little early. The JV game went so quick tonight, folks, that we're starting about 15 minutes early here as we get set for the starting lineups and the national anthem. As always, thanks for joining us on our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. We'll be back with tip-off in just a couple of minutes here on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on WCDO as we get set for MAC boys basketball action tonight between visiting Harpersville and the host team, Sydney. The Sydney Warriors coming in off a nice performance down in Binghamton against two Class A schools, looking to get their first win of the season at home here, perhaps, here tonight on CDO. You always want to check out WCDOsports.com as well. It's going to have our full schedule of games up there, and you can see where we're going to be at next week. We're planning on doing four games Monday through Thursday next week. No game on Friday, but Monday through Thursday. Hey, if the weather's cold out, a little snow, you want to stay inside and join us here on CDO, we're more than glad to have you. You can also join us online, streaming, of course, courtesy of SFCU, WCDOsports.com. And you can join us there. Also, all our games are archived as well at WCDOsports.com. You can go back, you can listen on demand because of SFCU. We're going to take one last quick 30-second break here. We'll come back with the tip-off on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on CDO. Let's run you through the starting lineups first for the visiting Harpersville Hornets. You have number 2, Devin Dean, a senior. Number 5, Dylan Karanka, a sophomore. Number 15, Mitch Livermore, a senior. Number 22, Dylan Smith, a senior. Number 34, Peyton Dean, a junior. And for Sydney, number 2, Nick Mino, a senior. Number 12, Alex Hoskins, a sophomore. Number 14, Wyatt McKee, he's a senior. Number 22, Zach Green, a junior. Number 33, Trey Larson, he's a senior. Sydney in the home whites with the maroon trim here tonight, says Sydney across the chest there. Harpersville is in their road navy blues with the gold trim, says Hornets, and gold lettering across the chest there. Sydney will go right to left, and Harpersville left to right to start things off here at Sydney High School. Trey Larson will win the tip back to Nick Mino, and Mino will look to set things up here against a 2-3 zone for Harpersville. That's what they will start with. And Mina will go to the right side, looking to be very content to run some shot clock here on the first possession to see what Sydney will get. Sydney working it around against this 2-3 zone into the left side corner for Trey Larson. His jumper off the mark, fighting for the rebound. Peyton Dean will come down with it here for Harpersville. Outlet pass to Devin Dean. And Harpersville going left to right on your radio dial. 30 seconds in, we're scoreless between Sydney and Harpersville. Here's Dean passing to Mitch Livermore and to the far side corner for Dylan Karanka. And Sydney going straight man-to-man here against Harpersville, seeing if they can handle the pressure in the early going. Ball is on the floor. Sydney will come away, looking to move it forward here. For Sydney is Alex Hoskins, drives to the hoop, and he's fouled as he tries to take the shot, and we'll have a stoppage there. 7:10 to go, first quarter here from Sydney. We're scoreless between the Warriors and the Hornets. And Alex Hoskins will go to the charity stripe here for the first points of the night, perhaps, for the Sydney Warriors. Hoskins, just a sophomore here starting tonight, and he'll make the first free throw. Getting Sydney on the board, they have a 1-0 lead. Hoskins will go for the second free throw here for Sydney early in this first quarter from Sydney High School. Hoskins' second free throw rattles in and out. The rebound to Peyton Dean of Harpersville, and he'll have an outlet pass to Dylan Karanka. He'll bring it into the front court as Harpersville goes left to right. Pass down and low. Turnaround shot by Mitch Livermore off the mark. Rebounded by Harpersville. They'll keep possession down on the baseline. Right corner shot there off the mark for Dylan Smith. Rebound for Sydney and Trey Larson. Now to Nick Mino, who will advance it over the logo at center court as Sydney goes right to left. It's a 1-0 Sydney lead. 6:40 to go in this first quarter. Sydney at home for the first time this young basketball season. Here's Trey Larson, left corner, outside of the three-point arc, back across, skip pass for Nick Mino. His three ball is off the mark. Trey Larson with the rebound, kicks it back up top. Here's Zach Green into the paint, back out for Mino. Thought about a deep three, now dribble drive, and he's fouled, and we'll have a whistle. 6:21 to go, first quarter, and Alex Hoskins with one free throw has given Sydney the 1-0 lead in the early going. Two fouls early here on Harpersville. And Sydney will inbound the ball with Nick Mino to Zach Smith. Zach Green, excuse me, at half court. Now to Nick Mino. Mino with the dribble to the left side as Sydney goes right to left to start things off. Works it back up to Wyatt McKee and into the corner for Alex Hoskins. Left side back to Mino. He's at the foul line. Kicks it back out. Hoskins with a three ball. This one's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Harpersville. And the Hornets will move it forward. 5:55 to go, first quarter, 1-0 lead for Sydney on an Alex Hoskins free throw. Here's Karanka. Dumps one off for Mitch Livermore. Now for Devin Dean. The long three ball is off the rim. Rebound for Sydney's Nick Mino. Here's Mino sprinting into the Sydney front court. Mino, a dribble drive, a little jump step there. Gives it back to Trey Larson, far side now. Sydney working it around on this 2-3 zone that Harpersville has come out in. Larson outside the three-ball line. We'll leave it for Zach Green. And back for Larson as they work it around. Larson a long three. No good. And another rebound for Peyton Dean. He's cleaning up the glass well here for Harpersville in the early going. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Starting a little bit early tonight here, folks, after the quick JV game tonight. Sydney defeating Harpersville 85-29. Yes, you heard the score right, folks. Sydney a very bright future with a very good JV team. Harpersville with the ball, and Devin Dean a three from the corner left side. It's good for Devin Dean, and he gets his first points of the night. Sydney will have to be aware of him. He's a leading scorer for the Hornets, and it's Harpersville 3 and Sydney 1. Nick Mino brings it into the front court for Sydney as they go right to left. Now for Zach Green. Dribble drive, and he's fouled on that far side by Dylan Karanka. Third foul of the night here on Harpersville as a team. And Harpersville will go to the bench with Dan Villano coming in here for Dylan Karanka, who has two quick fouls in the early going. Karanka and Villano are both sophomores. Mino now working against this 2-3 zone to the left side. Mino for Alex Hoskins in the corner. It's an aggressive 2-3 coming out into the corners. And Devin Dean is draped all over Hoskins. They try to get some ball movement. Right side, long three there for Zach Green off the mark. Comes towards the Harpersville bench on the near side. Nice rebound for Trey Larson. Kicks it back up. Shot clock is at 5 here as Mino has to dribble drive. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound for Devin Dean. And Harpersville with a 3-1 lead with 4:15 to go first quarter. Here's Dean towards the rack. And his shot is up and off the mark, as Trey Larson was trying to take the charge, but instead they will call a block on him. And Devin Dean, it looks like, will go to the foul line for Harpersville. A lot of hard contact there between Larson and Dean. We know Dean, a quarterback from football season, is used to the hard hits. He absorbs that one, gets the foul, and will head to the foul line here. First shot up for Dean, and off the mark, too hard. Harpersville still holding on to this 3-1 lead, 4:14 to go first quarter. Live here tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com, live from Sydney High School. Here's Dean with the second free throw. This one is up and again off the mark. So Dean 0-for-2 on his trip to the foul line, and it's still 3-1 Harpersville as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Mino to the far side. Now a 1-3-1 zone for Harpersville, changing things up here a little bit against Sydney. Sydney to the near side. Into the left corner for Trey Larson. Here's a jumper off the mark and up off the backboard. Rebound for Harpersville, and things not falling for Sydney in the early going. Here's Devin Dean crossing half court as Harpersville goes left to right. Little pump fake here for Dylan Smith. Kicks it out into the corner. A long shot for Mitch Livermore off the mark. Rebound for Sydney, and a foul against Harpersville, as Peyton Dean came in a little too hard with the elbows there as he was trying to clean up the glass. Foul against Harpersville. That's four fouls on them in the first quarter. 3:33 to go in this first quarter, and it's a 3-1 lead for Harpersville over Sydney. Warriors trying to find their shots in the early going as they go right to left into the front court. Here's Mino along the left wing. Mino, skip pass, over to Green. Long three. He got it. Three ball there for Sydney, and Zach Green gets his first points of the night, and it's now a 4-3 lead for Sydney. Harpersville into the front court, and a pass along the far sideline is tipped out but will remain Hornets ball. 3:11 to go, first quarter. Sydney leading 4-3. Boys basketball action tonight on CDO. Passing in here for Harpersville. A shot from the foul line area there for Dylan Smith won't fall. Rebound for Nick Mino. Mino trying to go coast to coast. Slips and falls on the floor here. Lost the ball. Mino's a little slow to get up. He is okay. Sprints to get back into play. Here comes Harpersville. Devin Dean, long three ball there, is short from the right wing. And another rebound for Trey Larson of Sydney. And here's Nick Mino down the left wing, trying to set up here against this 1-3-1. Harpersville came out in a 2-3 zone on defense, now into a 1-3-1. And Sydney trying to work their way against it into the right corner. Now back up here for Zach Green. He's outside the three-point line, and he's fouled by Dan Villano. And another foul here against the Hornets. They have to be careful. That's five fouls as a team already here in this first quarter. 2:28 to go first quarter. Sydney leading 4-3. Devin Dean with 3 points for Harpersville. Zach Green with a three ball for Sydney. And Alex Hoskins with a free throw to get us to this 4-3 score with 2:25 to go first quarter. Shots not falling for either side so far. Here's Wyatt McKee outside the three line. Now into the left corner. Long shot here for Sydney. No good as Zach Green tried another three ball. Trey Larson with the rebound, and he tries to go right up off the cleanup off the glass, and he's fouled by Harpersville. And now the sixth team foul against the Hornets. And they cannot afford to get into foul trouble here. This one against Mitch Livermore. That is his first. So Sydney will inbounds the ball underneath their own basket with Nick Mino. Looks like they'll try to get it into the corner. Instead, we'll kick it out top for Alex Hoskins. Now for Zach Green. Back to Hoskins, top of the key. Near side for Mino. Cuts in. Shot there. Off the mark. Rebound. Cleaned up there by Mitch Livermore. And here comes Harpersville going left to right. Down the right wing. Here's Dean. Gets into the paint. Took a little contact. And his shot is off the mark. The rebound for Peyton Dean. He's up and fouled. Can't get the shot, though. But Peyton Dean, the junior, will go to the foul line here for Harpersville. 1:53 to go first quarter. It's a 4-3 lead for Sydney over Harpersville here. Both teams just trying to get into the flow offensively here as Peyton Dean puts it up and in. That ties us up at four as Peyton Dean gets his first points of the night. It's an all-Dean show so far for Harpersville between Devin Dean and Peyton Dean. Second free throw is good, and now Harpersville the lead 5-4. With 1:50 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight here for high school basketball. Boys action tonight on CDO. Here's Zach Green for Sydney. In the white with the maroon trim here tonight for the Warriors. Harpersville and the navy blues with the gold trim. And here's Wyatt McKee. Back up for Nick Mino. To the right wing, just outside the three-ball line. Back for Mino, left side. Dribbles into the paint, kicks it back out. Sydney falling in love with this three ball tonight. Finally, they kick it in deep, and a shot off the mark by Alex Hoskins. Rebound by Harpersville, and here's Devin Dean in transition. Into the right corner, shot is up, and good. A three ball for Dan Valeno. And Harpersville now with an 8-4 lead with 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Sydney trying to get some shots to fall in the later part of this first quarter. Here's Zach Green with a deep three, nothing but net there. For Zach Green, he now has 6 points. And it's 8-7 with under 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Harpersville on the road leading against Sydney. Here's Peyton Dean. Shot there is up and no good. Ball is on the floor. Rebound for Sydney and Wyatt McKee. Outlet pass ahead to Green. Green pulls it back out. Looks for Mino, who's trying to get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Back to the right side again for Green. His shot. Line drive. No good. Rebound. And this one will be against Sydney. And a foul here against Wyatt McKee. He's had a nice battle on the boards here tonight so far with Peyton Dean. 36.5 seconds to go, first quarter. Harpersville with an impressive first quarter. They lead 8-7. And Sydney going to the bench for the first time tonight as Anthony Ruling will come in for the Warriors. Coming in for sophomore Alex Hoskins. Actually, no, Wyatt McKee will go to the bench as McKee has the two fouls for the Warriors. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney with some tough defense here. A 1-2-2 press put in here by head coach Mike Brzee, trying to shake things up a little bit. Harpersville will break it. Devin Dean right side. Dribbles in. Goes for the layup off the glass. And good. Devin Dean now with 5 of the 10 points for Harpersville. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. And Harpersville lead 10-7. And here's Mino to the far side for Green. Clock down to 5. Back up to Mino. He's going to have to shoot. Dribbles in, gets to the foul line, shot is up and no good. That'll do it for the first quarter. Harpersville leads 10-7. 5 points for Devin Dean, a long three ball, then a driving layup. Gets him 5 of the 10 points for Harpersville. On the other side, Zach Green with 6 of the 7 points for the Sydney Warriors. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We start the second quarter from Sydney High School. Boys action tonight in the MAC as Harpersville leads Sydney 10-7. Devin Dean with 5 points tonight for Harpersville to start things off as they continue to go left to right. Turnaround shot is no good there for Dylan Smith and a rebound by Trey Larson. And he has an outlet pass to Nick Mino. Mino for Sydney in the white and the maroon tonight. Harpersville in the navy blue and the gold. Sydney going right to left and into the right corner. Back out for Mino. 20 on the shot clock. Mino to the far side for Green, who has 6 of the 7 points so far tonight for the Warriors. They work against this zone. Back out for Mino. Long three ball there. In and out. Rebound for Sydney. Tracked it down in the corner with Alex. Was Alex Hoskins. Now to Green, far side, his shot up off the rim, no good. Ball comes down, Hoskins another rebound. Kicks it back out for Mino. Mino in the paint, shot there, no good. Trey Larson picks up Sydney's fourth rebound on this possession. Long outside shot for Alex Hoskins, no good. Again cleaning up the glass here is Anthony Ruling, and finally he will miss, and Devin Dean will come away for Harpersville. Dean drives in, dribble drive shot is no good, and Trey Larson comes down with a rebound, kicks it out to Nick Mino. Mino drives in, and a travel call here against Anthony Ruling will turn the ball right back over to Harpersville. 6:37 to go, second quarter. Harpersville with a 10-7 lead over Sydney. Checking in for Harpersville is number 55, Mason Townsend. He's a senior. Coming in and giving Dylan Smith, also a senior, a little bit of a breather here for the Hornets. Gets the ball into Townsend. Townsend will dribble up here. More of a forward, though. Ball tipped away by Sydney. And out of play. 6:32 to go, second quarter. Harpersville on top of Sydney on the road, 10-7. They still have the ball in the backcourt. Devin Dean will walk it forward, and he'll just get it over in time. Dean into the front court as Harpersville goes left to right. Dean to the right side, passes off for Townsend. Back out, and Dean will have a long three, top of the key. This one is no good. A little too deep there and didn't have enough air under it. Off the rebound, ball out of play, and possession will go back to Sydney. Dylan Karanka checking in here for Dan Villano. So Harpersville not afraid to go to the bench here with head coach Sherm McElwain. 6:10 to go, second quarter, and Sydney trying to claw back into this game. They trail 10-7. Really, besides Zach Green, nobody has been able to find the bottom of the cup here so far for the Warriors. Mino, nice pass inside, up and good. And Alex Hoskins with the layup off the sweet dish from Nick Mino. And that cuts it to a 10-9 lead for Harpersville. Found him alone on the back door underneath the basket. Harpersville into the front court, going left to right. And a dribble drive here down and low for Peyton Dean. And he's fouled by Trey Larson. Peyton Dean off the dish there from Karanka. And Peyton Dean will go back to the foul line where he scored his first 2 points of the night back in the first quarter. 5:41 to go, second quarter here from Sydney High School. And it's the guests on the scoreboard. Harpersville leading 10-9 with Peyton Dean, their big center, going to the foul line. Dean's first foul shot up and no good. And Dylan Smith will check back in for Mitch Livermore for the Hornets. Still a 10-9 lead here as Peyton Dean gets the ball from the Zebra Crew here, stepping in for his second foul shot. This one is up and good, and Peyton Dean is 3 for 4 from the charity stripe. And that gives Harpersville a two-point lead, 11-9 with 5:35 to go, second quarter. Want to make sure to stay tuned for our halftime report coming up as well, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Before that, though, long three from Zach Green. Again, off the mark. Rebound for Trey Larson. Back out for Mino. His three ball, no good as well. Over to the far side and out of play and goes back to Harpersville. The cold shooting night continues here for Sydney. Nick Mino, averaging over 16 points a game, still looking for his first points of this contest. Sydney coming in with a little bit of a 1-2-2 zone. And Devin Dean is able to just dribble through it himself. Goes all the way to the cup, up and in. Devin Dean now with 7 points for Harpersville. They lead 13-9 with 5 minutes to go, second quarter. And here's Mino dribbling in. Still working against this 1-3-1 zone, and a pass from Green back to Mino is too tall for him and out of play, and possession back to Harpersville. And Sherm McElwain really rotating his guys now as Peyton Dean comes out and Mitch Livermore back in. So he's giving his guys, you know, a two-minute breather or so, and then putting them right back into the contest, trying to rotate here against this Sydney Warriors club. And here's Dean on the left side again, gets into the paint at will, up and good. And Devin Dean now with 9 points. And Harpersville leads 15-9, a 6-point lead with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Devin Dean, just such a big, strong kid, but has the agility of a guard. And he's able to get into the paint and score again for Harpersville. Here's Trey Larson for three. This one off the mark. Rebound, though, for Sydney, as they've done a nice job on the glass. Up and in, and one for Anthony Ruling for Sydney. Got a rebound, and as he put it back up, he's fouled and will head to the foul line. It's 15-11. Harpersville now on top of Sydney as Peyton Dean will check right back into the game here. This time coming in for Mason Townsend. So Anthony Ruling with a rebound, put up the layup, it was good, and one. If he can make this foul shot here, it would cut the lead to 3 for Harpersville. Here's Ruling for Sydney on the line. Missed the shot, but he has a violation against him as he stepped over the line. That'll turn the ball back over to Harpersville, and Mike Brzee would like to take a 30-second timeout. We will as well. Harpersville on top of Sydney in boys action tonight, 15-11, 4:24 to go before the half. We'll take a break here on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO. Harpersville has come into Sydney here, and they're playing a very strong first half. A cold shooting night so far for the Warriors, and Harpersville on top, 15-11. Boys basketball action tonight on CDO. Here's Devin Dean for Harpersville again into the lane. His jumper is no good. Trey Larson with the rebound. Excellent box-out position and an over-the-back call here on Peyton Dean of Harpersville. He's their main big guy, and Dean now, I believe, this might be his second foul. We're going to see. It is the second foul on Peyton Dean. That'll send Trey Larson to the line. It's 18 fouls here against Harpersville in this first half. 4:13 to go, second quarter. Harpersville on top, 15-11 over the Sydney Warriors. Here's Trey Larson looking for his first points of the night from the foul line for Sydney. Larson's first shot is up, rattles home, and is good. So Anthony Ruling, Alex Hoskins, Zach Green, and now Trey Larson scoring so far for the Warriors. Zach Green leading the way for Sydney with 6 points. Devin Dean on the other side with 9 to lead Harpersville so far. Here's Larson looking for the second foul shot. This one is up off the back iron. No good. Nice rebound from Devin Dean. Score remains 15-12 in favor of the Hornets over the Warriors with 4:05 to go in the second quarter. And a nice drive for Harpersville here. Shot is up, no good for Dylan Smith, but he's fouled by Nick Mino. And it looks like he will be going to the line here, Dylan Smith. 16 fouls against Sydney. First foul of the evening on Nick Mino. Shot is up and good for Dylan Smith, his first points of the night. So you have Dean with 9, Peyton Dean with 3, Devin Dean with 9, Peyton Dean with 3. Dan Valeno with three, and Dylan Smith with one. He'll miss the second free throw, keeping the score Harpersville 16, Sydney 12. 3:55 to go before the half here on CDO. Back up top for Nick Mino into the left corner. Sydney going right to left. Ball knocked out of bounds, though, by Harpersville. Sydney wearing the home whites tonight with the maroon trim, says Sydney across the chest. Harpersville in the maroon road uniforms here tonight with the gold lettering, says Hornets in the gold lettering across the chest there. Sydney gets it back in. Kyle Smith is checked into the game now for the Warriors. Thought about a three ball. Gets it into the right corner, though, for Alex Hoskins. He's swarmed, but finds a man underneath. In and good for Anthony Ruling. And again, he's fouled. An and-one opportunity here for the Warriors. And it's 16-14. Great pass there from the corner. And Anthony Ruling is able to put it up and good. Alex Hoskins was almost trapped in the corner with nowhere to go. Instead, he finds Anthony Ruling, who scores up and good. His foul shot good as well. Anthony Ruling with five. And it's a one-point game here. 16-15. Harpersville on top of Sydney. And they get it down low. Off the press break for Peyton Dean. He is fouled. Actually, not fouled. Excuse me. Missed the layup. And on the rebound, Harpersville will actually be called for the foul with Mitch Livermore. Great press break there by Harpersville. They got it down low to Peyton Dean. He missed the chippy layup. And Mitch Livermore going for the rebound, picks up his second foul, and Trey Larson goes back to the foul line here for Sydney, looking to tie this game up. Larson's first shot is up and good. Trey Larson now with 2 points. We're tied at 16 between Harpersville and Sydney. Boys basketball action tonight, 3:24 to go, second quarter. Here's Larson looking to give Sydney the lead here. Shot is up and good, and Trey Larson makes it a 17-16 lead now for the Sydney Warriors. As despite a cold shooting night, they have stuck around in this game. And now a foul will be called here on Nick Mino. Ball will be stopped and out of play. And head coach Mike Brzee will immediately take Nick Mino out, his senior guard, and put Zach Green back into the contest here. Mino just a little bit of a touch foul there as tried to put some high pressure on as Harpersville brought it in. But now Sydney with seven team fouls, and this will send Mitch Livermore to the foul line for the Hornets. 3:16 to go before the half. Sydney on top 17-16. First foul shot is up and good for Mitch Livermore. And if this is shaping up to be a tight ball game, free throws will become very important here as the Hornets tie this game up 17-all. Looking to regain the lead here is Mitch Livermore for the Hornets. Up and good. High arcing free throw is good for the Hornets. And they lead 18-17 with 3:15 to go, second quarter from Sydney High School. Warriors playing their first home game of the young basketball season. Sydney going right to left. And here's Zach Green already with 6 points. Works it into the high post. Back out top. Kyle Smith for three. And Sydney takes the lead 20-18. They're trying to put a little bit of a press on here, kind of a quarter-court press. Harpersville with the long pass, knocked out of bounds by Trey Larson in front of the Sydney bench. Harpersville going left to right, and they'll have to inbounds. They're in the front court on that right wing. 2:51 to go, second quarter. Sydney on top 20-18. Hornets will inbounds. They get it down low looking for Dylan Smith, and his foot was on the line as he caught it and tried to get into his post position, and a turnover for Harpersville. Sydney leads 20-18, 2:45 to go before the half. Big three ball in that last possession from Kyle Smith. Sydney going right to left. Here's Smith, left wing at the three-point line. High arcing pass for Green from deep, and this one off the mark. Rebound for Harpersville. Pulled down there by Dylan Smith, and an outlet pass to Devin Dean, who crosses half court. Dean at the top of the key. To the right side, thought about a three ball, instead kicks it inside. Little post turnaround move, no good. Peyton Dean, though, picks up the loose change and puts it in the bank. 5 points for Peyton Dean, and we're tied up at 20. So Devin Dean with 9, Peyton Dean with 5 for Harpersville. Zach Green with 6, Anthony Ruling with 5, Trey Larson with 3 to lead Sydney. Here's another long bomb from Kyle Smith. This one just kind of died up on the back rim. Rebound to Harpersville. Right wing, here comes Dean. Stutter step. Step back move up and good for Devin Dean. And he now has 11 points. He's into double figures. And Harpersville ties it up. Actually goes ahead 22-20 with a minute 45 to go, second quarter. Was a tie ball game until Dean hit that jumper. Devin Dean leading his club here. He's the senior leader. Did it in football, trying to do it on the hardwood. Shot for Sydney is up and no good there from Anthony Ruling. A rebound for Harpersville. And a timeout here for the Hornets. Sherm McElwain, head coach for the Hornets, wants to talk it over. A minute 32 to go before the half. Harpersville on the road leading Sydney boys 22-20. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll step away. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Brazil on top 22-20 on the road against Sydney here as we get close to halftime. A minute 20 to go before the halftime break. Harpersville with the ball. They work it into the front court, into the right corner as they go. Left to right, inside for Peyton Dean. He's up and good. He got position down low against Trey Larson and was able to bank it up and in. Harpersville leads 24-20 with 1 minute to go before the half. Here's Zach Green, right side, bounce pass to Kyle Smith. Smith puts the ball on the floor, back for Green and to Alex Hoskins in the far side, right corner. Harpersville looking to play good defense here. This 1-3-1 zone is giving Sydney a little bit of a pickle here, but a shot into the corner for Anthony Ruling. That's a three ball. It's up and good for Ruling, and that cuts the lead back to one. Ruling now with 8 points. 24-23, Harpersville leads. Devin Dean, like a bull in a china shop, down that left wing, tried to cut right through two defenders, and they will call it against Sydney, and Mike Berzee is livid here with the refereeing. I think he's saying that Devin Dean is just plowing through two guys. Smart play, though, by Dean if you can get away with it. He is just not going to be stopped. He's not someone you can bully and intimidate with kind of that mid-court trap. And so Devin Dean will go to the line with 11 points. He's certainly not afraid of the contact. And Dean will put up the first shot. No good. Rebound for Peyton Dean, up and good. And he has really done a nice job on the glass and the putbacks. And it's a 26-23 lead for Harpersville now. 20 seconds to go before the half. Sydney trying to hold for one last shot. Shot clock is off. Mike Brzee shouting instructions from the sideline, trying to make sure Sydney has a quality possession here and holds the ball in this last little bit. 5 seconds to go now for Zach Green. Back for Kyle Smith. Into the corner. Shot is up and a foul on the play with 1.2 seconds to go. Anthony Ruling was in the corner, tried to take a three ball and was fouled. Shot was going to be way, way low and no good. But stepping out and picking up his first foul was Dylan Smith. And you just have to cringe on that one because, you know, he just wanted to jump out and try to do his best to make sure the shot didn't get off. All the right intentions for Dylan Smith, but he makes the foul. And now three shots for Anthony Ruling, but he will miss on the first attempt here for Sydney. 1.2 seconds to go before the half. Harpersville leads 26-23. Here's Anthony Ruling at the line. His second shot is up and good. Anthony Ruling with 9 points so far to lead Sydney. He'll look to get into double digits on this last shot, as it's Harpersville leading 26-24. Ruling with another foul shot here for the Sydney Warriors. Foul shot is up and good, so that's 10 points for Ruling. Devin Dean with a half-court heave. This one is up and off the glass. No good. That'll bring us to halftime. 26-25, Harpersville coming in and leading Sydney at the half. And I think if you'd been watching everybody at the beginning of the season, you might have thought that this is a game Sydney could walk away from Harpersville in. But Harpersville, a scrappy club, and they are hanging in there at the half. They have a one-point lead. Still a lot of basketball to be played, but a great one so far here tonight on CDO. Want to remind you, you can also listen online, WCDOSports.com. We also archive all the games on WCDOsports.com. You can go back and listen anytime, and that feature is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Stay tuned for our halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Again at the half, Harpersville leads Sydney 26-25. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on CDO.
This coming heating season, let Marabito keep life affordable. Marabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It's halftime here at Sydney High School. I want to welcome you into our Marabito Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service, call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, 26-25. Harpersville coming in on top of Sydney. All things told, we thought maybe Sydney would have a chance to walk away early in this game. They have such an inside presence with Trey Larson and some great three-point shooting, and they were battle-tested early in the season down in Johnson City against two Class A schools in Johnson City and Owego. But Harpersville has come to play here tonight, and it's always tough to go up against a guy like Devin Dean. He's kind of, as we talked about before, a bull in a china shop. You're not going to intimidate him. And he has come up big with 11 points so far for Harpersville. And we'll run through the scoring here. Devin Dean with 11 for Harpersville. Peyton Dean with 9. Dan Valeno with 3. Mitch Livermore with 2. And Dylan Smith with 1 for Harpersville. On the other side for Sydney, Anthony Ruling chipping in 10 points off the bench. Done a very nice job there, both from the free throw line and shooting it from deep. Kyle Smith with 3. Alex Hoskins with 3. Zach Green with 6. And Trey Larson with 3. And if you look at that, you look at a guy like Nick Mino, who is coming in averaging 16.3 points a game. You also look at Wyatt McKee averaging 15.7 points a game for Sydney. And they are both scoreless in the first half. If Sydney can get them involved a little bit more, and more than that, getting their shots to fall. It's not that Mino didn't have shots in the first half. They just weren't falling. Sydney will definitely be able to get things rolling here in the second half, but it's going to be interesting to see how Mino and how McKee answer, because sometimes when you're having a tough shooting night, it's hard to remember to just keep shooting the ball, especially if you're a quality player like McKee and like Mino is. We saw Mino continue to shoot from deep and to get into the inside area and get his shots off, so I think both of those guys will probably be fine. If you're Harpersville, you have to continue to play very good defense. They started out in a 2-3 zone, fell back into that 1-3-1, and that really seemed to give Sydney problems. A 1-3-1 can be a very difficult defense. It's not something you see every day, not something you practice against every day. more than just your standard man-to-man or a 3-2 or a 2-3 zone. The 1-3-1 can definitely throw some wrinkles in things, especially if you play it up high with a lot of pressure like Harpersville is doing. And certainly I think that they will probably continue to try to stick with that. Harpersville only in the locker room here for about 2 minutes before coming back out. They are electing to try to stay warm here and just continue to go with what's working. And that's what Harpersville is elected to do. I think Sherm McElwain probably went in and said, hey, guys, we had a very good first half. We know what we have to do. We have a good game plan. Let's go out and execute and continue to hopefully hit some shots. Devin Dean has done a nice job with penetrating, getting in against the defense of Sydney, whether it be man or against the 2-3 zone. And on the other side, Peyton Dean has done a very nice job of cleaning up the rebounds when needed. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll break things down some more. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Puff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Puff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Puff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Puff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back as we wrap up our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Mirabito is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. It's the right time of year to call them. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And at the half, it's Harpersville leading Sydney in boys action 26-25. Devin Dean with 11, Peyton Dean with 9 to lead Harpersville. On the other side for Sydney, Anthony Ruling with 10, Zach Green with 6, and Trey Larson with 3. Alex Hoskins also with 3 for Sydney. It was 10-7 Harpersville after the first quarter and 26-25 at the half. If you're looking for a JV score tonight, maybe someone you know is on either Harpersville or Sydney JV. The future is bright here in Sydney as the Sydney Warriors defeat Harpersville 85-29. Sydney, just a really, really deep JV team. It's going to be exciting in a couple of years when those guys are up on varsity. They've played together for a long time, AAU, and you mix them in with some of these younger guys that are on the varsity squad right now. Could be a lot of fun. Harpersville trying to come in and hold their own here against the Sydney team, which we know has some offensive firepower. Harpersville has their own, though, with Dean and Dean, obviously. But Harpersville, we know, got off to a little bit of a rough start to the season. And so far, it looks like they have fixed a lot of those problems, maybe early season jitters. Hard to say. We're going to take one last quick little break, then we'll come back here with the tip-off for the second half. Harpersville leads 26-25. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back as we get set for the second half here. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. Also to all our listeners on our web stream tonight, WCDOsports.com. Harpersville leading 26-25 as we get set for the third quarter. Sydney now going left to right on your radio dial. Harpersville right to left. Sydney in the home whites with the maroon trim. Harpersville in the navy blue with the gold trim here tonight. As we start the second half, Sydney puts the starting five back in, the same for the Harpersville Hornets. Trying to get McKee and Mino involved here for the Sydney Warriors. They have no points. They are the top two leading scorers for Sydney, averaging 16 and 15 respectively, and they were scoreless in that first half. Shot from Zach Green is off the mark. Peyton Dean with the rebound, and here comes Harpersville. And over the big S at half court is Devin Dean, who has 11 points so far for Harpersville. Now a tight man-to-man for Sydney, going back to how they originally started the game. Here's Peyton Dean. He's outside the three line. Gives it up for Dylan Karanka. Now for Mitch Livermore. Little dribble drive, spin move, and a travel is the call here against Mitch Livermore, and Harpersville will turn it over on their first possession of the second half. 7:10 to go, third quarter. Harpersville leading 26-25, and we'll see if the Warriors have found the touch, shooting touch, that is, that they didn't have in the first half. Besides Zach Green and Anthony Ruling, who were really the two guys that held Sydney together, kind of the glue, you could say, in that first half. Here's Alex Hoskins. A little stutter step back up top as, again, just kind of sitting in that 1-3-1 zone. Sherm McElwain, head coach for Harpersville, obviously thought that this might work, saw something, and puts a little wrinkle in, and it's worked so far. Here's McKee, drives to the bucket, up and good. Wyatt McKee, the senior, that's his first 2 points of the night, and he's fouled, and Sydney takes the lead. And McKee is a big load to handle out there. One of the biggest players on the floor here tonight is McKee. Will head over to the foul line, trying to make this a and one. Wyatt McKee, 6'3", 185 pounds, completes the three-point play. McKee now with 3 points on the night, and Sydney leads 28-26. 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter as we just get underway in the second half. Devin Dean breaks the little pressure there, gets it over, and a layup is good for Dylan Karanka for Harpersville. His first 2 points of the night were knotted up 28-28. 6:15 to go, third quarter. Fans trying to get into it a little bit here at Sydney High School, trying to rally their troops. It is a tie game, but it certainly feels as if Sydney has been trying to dig themselves out of a hole. Intercepted, though, by Devin Dean. He'll take it all the way to the hole, but good defense here by Nick Mino. Gets back and gets a hand in the way, and Dean loses the handle, goes out of bounds, but possession will stay with Harpersville. 6:04 to go, third quarter. Harpersville going right to left. They will inbounds on the left wing underneath their own basket. And Karanka with the inbounds pass finds Peyton Dean up off the glass and good. Peyton Dean now with 11 points, and the kiss off the glass makes it 30-28. Harpersville on top of Sydney. 5:50 to go, third quarter. And here's Nick Mino trying to work against this 1-3-1 zone. Here's Zach Green. Just got to move the ball faster if you're Sydney here. Here's Mino trying to really make Karanka move. Green with a long three ball there off the mark. Nice rebound, though, for Sydney and Anthony Ruling. Now for Hoskins, into the corner here for McKee. His shot is no good. Rebound for Harpersville. Devin Dean finds his way and snakes his way in between two players and comes up with a big rebound there. Here's Peyton Dean, shot from the corner. That's off the mark. And another rebound for Trey Larson. 30-28, Harpersville is on top. And in transition, here comes Sydney. Wyatt McKee, his shot is no good. 5:05 to go, third quarter. Here's Harpersville back the other way. The pass too far in front of Devin Dean off his hands and out of play. Possession goes back to Sydney with 5:04 to go, third quarter. Harpersville on top 30-28. Sydney just trying to get into a little bit of a groove here against this 1-3-1 zone. And Mino brings it into the front court as Sydney goes left to right, and here's Zach Green. Bounce pass into the corner looking for Alex Hoskins. Green back over to Trey Larson. Foul line extended. His jumper is good. And Trey Larson now with 5 points from the left wing. knocks that one home. We're tied up 30-30 with 4:40 to go third quarter. Dribble drive here for Harpersville, and Karenka takes it all the way to the rack, up and good. Dylan Karenka, the sophomore, makes it 32-30. Harpersville on top of Sydney. Boys action here tonight on CDO. Sydney hosting the Harpersville Hornets, located just down I-88 here. Here's Mino and Green. Little give and go. Trying to just make Karenka work on top of this zone. They're having a lot of trouble getting the ball to the high post. Now they do. Trey Larson with the shot, and it's blocked there by Peyton Dean. Came up with a big swat there, and Dean covering a lot of ground. And Trey Larson's about 6'3", 6'4". Dean about the same, so two big guys going after it there. Sydney inbounds the ball, gets it down low. Shot is up. Alex Hoskins off the mark. Rebound for Peyton Dean to Devin Dean in transition. Runs the floor. Steps back. Shot good. First points of the second half for Devin Dean. A little running jumper. Harpersville extends it to a four-point lead, 34-30, with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. And Sydney works it back in offensively here. And to the left side, looking to work the ball. Here's Mino to the foul line. Leaves it off for McKee. His jumper is up off the mark. No good. Ball almost out of play, but saved. And then give it right back to Harpersville. Here comes Karenka all the way to the rack. Off the glass. No good. Trey Larson a rebound. And here they go. Run and gun. Coast-to-coast basketball. Hoskins up. And the rebound to Wyatt McKee off the miss from Hoskins. Layup was no good. They find Nick Mino. New and fresh shot clock here for Sydney. Mino to the right side. Leaves it off for Zach Green. Bounce pass to Trey Larson. Now for Alex Hoskins. Back for Mino. He's wide open for three. That one too hard, and a rebound. Back for Harpersville. Mino with a good-looking three ball, but just cannot find the bottom of the cup here tonight. And a timeout for Harpersville. Sherm McElwain wants to give his guys a little bit of a breather. 2:47 to go, third quarter. It's a 34-30 lead. Harpersville on top of Sydney. We got a great ball game here tonight, folks. Stay tuned. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's a great night for basketball here. Friday night action on WCDO, a boys game with 2:45 to go, third quarter. Harpersville on top of Sydney, 34-30. Here's Peyton Dean to the left side, a little up and under. He's fouled by Sydney, and Peyton Dean with 11 points will go to the charity stripe here for Harpersville. The Hornets led by Devin Dean with 13 and Peyton Dean with 11. He looks to add to it here with 2:37 to go, third quarter. Looking to extend this Harpersville lead. Shot is up and good for Peyton Dean, who's been very good from the charity stripe here tonight. He now has 12 points. Looking to extend this Harpersville lead to 6. It's at 5 right now. Shot is up. Rims around. Up and good. 13 points now for Peyton Dean. And a foul will be called on Harpersville on Dylan Smith as the foul shot went up. He is called for a push there. Referee taking exception to some physical play. 36-30, Harpersville up by 6 now. This is their biggest lead of the second half. Sydney looking to chip back away at it again as they have for most of the game. Now a steal by Devin Dean, coast to coast, up and good. Dean just picked that off in that 1-3-1 defense, and now Harpersville with an 8-point lead, 38-30. This defense really giving Sydney some problems here. 2:10 to go in this third quarter. Here's Mino, still scoreless tonight for the Warriors. For McKee, back to Zach Green. Pump fake, steps in, takes the jumper. Shot is no good. Rebound for Trey Larson. That was a big one for the Warriors. Larson for McKee, dribble, drive, and that's going to be a blocking foul here on Peyton Dean of Harpersville as McKee tried to take it to the hole. 1:58 to go, third quarter. Looks like the ball will be underneath. Harpersville on top by 8, and now McKee actually will get to shoot. They're going to say he was in the act of shooting. It was a tough call. He was in the lane, looked like he was about to start going up. I would have said it was on the floor, but McKee will go to the line and knock it down. So McKee now with 4 points, all in the second half here for Sydney. It's 38-31, Harpersville leading. McKee is up and good for the second one. So Wyatt McKee, the senior, with 5 points here in the third quarter. It's a 38-32 lead for Devin Dean and the Harpersville Hornets with 1:55 to go in this third quarter. Into the left corner for Peyton Dean. Little pump fake. Gets it down for Mitch Livermore. His shot is no good. Rebound is on the floor. As originally Dean came down with it, lost it, then gets it back, and Harpersville will kick it back up top outside the three line here for Devin Dean as the Hornets go right to left. Into the left corner, Peyton Dean shot there off the mark, and a rebound brought down by Sydney and Alex Hoskins. Hoskins with an outlet pass to Mino. He looks to move the ball quickly up the floor. Gets it to Wyatt McKee. Jump step. Shot is blocked there by Peyton Dean, but stays in possession of Sydney. Warriors going left to right. And here's Mino, top of the key. Mino looking for options against the 1-3-1 zone. Here's Zach Green. Passes down low for Trey Larson. And Larson tried a spin move. Lost it. Ball out of bounds, but they're saying it bounced off of a Harpersville player down low. Possession remains with Sydney. 38-32, Harpersville on the road in boys basketball action tonight here on CDO, leading 38-32 with 1:06 to go in the third. Nick Mino inbounding here for Sydney. High lofting pass for Trey Larson, kicks it back outside. Three ball is no good there for Sydney. On that far side, Ruling took the shot. He has 10 points, but all in the first half. And then a foul against Sydney on the rebound against Wyatt McKee, who now has 3. We'll give the ball back to Harpersville. Devin Dean taking his sweet time bringing it up here for the Hornets. Works it to the far side as it's a 38-32 lead for Harpersville. Quickly stolen away, though, by Trey Larson. And Larson will bring it forward now for Nick Mino. Into the paint, kicks it back out. Long three ball here again for Zach Green. No good, follows his shot, and he's able to pick it back up. Here's Green trying to get it loose for Trey Larson. Down and low for McKee, and McKee's shot is blocked, but they will call a foul. Foul is on Peyton Dean, and we're going to see how many fouls this is on Peyton Dean. That is 4 fouls against the big man who has 13 points for Harpersville. And head coach Sherm McElwain will have to take out his key center as McKee will go back to the charity stripe. First one is up and good, and Wyatt McKee now with 6 points. And Mason Townsend will come in for Peyton Dean. He's going to have to be very careful playing with 4 fouls once they put him back in the fourth quarter. 38-33, Harpersville on top of Sydney. Here's Wyatt McKee's second free throw. It's good. He now has 7 points on the night. 30 seconds to go. And Devin Dean and Harpersville will play for the last shot of the third quarter. Dean walks it over the half-point line to the right side as Harpersville goes right to left. Down low, looking for Mason Townsend. He'll carefully just get it back into the left corner, back up top for Dean. That's where they want the ball. 10 seconds to go. Over to the far side for Dan Valeno. Into the corner for Livermore. He's in the paint, gets it down low. Shot off the glass there for Mason Townsend is short and no good. And that will run the clock out here in the third quarter. Harpersville leads Sydney 38-34 as we get ready for this pivotal fourth quarter. Stay tuned for more on WCDO Sports.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Fourth quarter time here at Sydney High School. Harpersville trying to pull off what I would call a little bit of a mini upset here in the MAC. On the road, they lead 38-34 heading into the final quarter of play. Devin Dean with 15 points and Peyton Dean with 13 for Harpersville. But Peyton Dean has four fouls and he's on the bench, and that will certainly hurt the Hornets. Anthony Ruling with 10, Wyatt McKee with 7, Trey Larson with 5 to lead the Sydney Warriors. Harpersville on their first possession of the second half. It's stolen away. And here's Nick Mino. As Sydney goes left to right, they bring it into the front court here against this 1-3-1 defense, which has really given Sydney some problems. Here's Mino. Thought about a deep three. Instead, will drive to the right side. His jumper is up and good. First 2 points of the night for Nick Mino. He averages over 16 on the season, and that's the first shot he's made of the night. And I'm sure he'll say at the end of the contest, if I can score a couple in the fourth quarter to help us win, I'll take it. Back the other way for Harpersville. Shot is up and good now for Mitch Livermore as they work it right inside. And Harpersville keeps this a four-point game. They lead 40-36. Here's Mino. Thought about a deep three again. Now we'll step into it. This one is up, rolls around, goes around the whole length of the rim, and then falls out. Rebound for Devin Dean of Harpersville as the Hornets in the navy blue with the gold trim, they go right to left. Mason Townsend is going to pick up some big minutes for Harpersville here in the fourth quarter. He's on the left wing. Dribble drive. Townsend to the hole. Up and good. The senior, more of a forward than a guard, comes in, slices through the defense and scores to make it 42-36. And Mike Brzee looks absolutely furious on the Sydney bench right now. Down in low for Wyatt McKee. His shot is no good, but he's fouled on the play. And McKee, with 7 points all in the second half, will head back to the foul line to try to chip away at this Hornets lead. 6:24 to go, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. And stepping to the line now is Wyatt McKee. His first shot is up and good. 8 points now for McKee. Makes it 42-37. Sydney trailing Harpersville. Second shot for McKee is up and rolls out. Big rebound for Mitch Livermore. Keeps it a 42-37 lead for the Hornets. 6:20 to go in the contest. Harpersville on the road, trying to hold on to this lead in the fourth quarter against this Sydney pressure. And a foul is called on the Warriors as they try to trap over in the far side corner. Foul is on Wyatt McKee, who was trying to trap with Alex Hoskins in the corner on that far side. 6:13 to go. Quick inbounds pass for Harpersville. Devin Dean with a long three ball off the iron, and Nick Mino the rebound. Mino down the right wing. Bounce pass inside for McKee. Up and good, and he's fouled for Sydney. Nice play there by Mino, dishing off to Wyatt McKee, who's now in double figures. He has 10 points. Up off the glass and good, and it's 42-39 with 6:04 to go. And McKee back again to the foul line, trying to cut this down to a two-point game. Nice court vision there by Nick Mino. Came down the right side, kicked it in, and found McKee, who went up strong, finished, and now makes the free throw, giving him 11 points for the team lead. 6 minutes to go in this game. Harpersville leads 42-40. Their 8-point lead has evaporated to a 2-point lead. And here's Mason Townsend for three. Wow, stepping in off the bench for Harpersville, and now it's 45-40. Mason Townsend, 5 points here in the fourth quarter with a long three ball there for the Hornets. Sydney trying to answer back. Inside pass. Layup for Trey Larson is no good. Sydney gets the rebound and again kicking it back out to Nick Mino, who will slow it down with 5.5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. It's 45-40. Now to Zach Green. Harpersville on top of Sydney. Back out for Mino. Pump fakes on the three. Drives to the hole. Back out for McKee. His baseline jumper is good. Wyatt McKee now with 13 points. That makes it 45-42. 5:15 to go. It's a timeout for Harpersville. We'll take a timeout as well. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Great fourth quarter basketball game here. Sydney trying to claw their way back in. They trail Harpersville at home 45-42. 5:15 to go here, fourth quarter in this boys' MAC contest here tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take you the rest of the way. Harpersville bringing it up court with Devin Dean. He crosses the center court line and gets it to Mason Townsend, who has come in and been huge off the bench for Harpersville, as Peyton Dean, their center, has four fouls, and he has 13 points, but I don't think we're going to see him at least for another minute or so. Here's Townsend back to the far side. Shot clock down to 10 here for the Hornets. They get it to Mitch Livermore. Down inside. Shot up and good for Dylan Smith. Dylan Smith with 3 points now, and Harpersville clinging to a 47-42 lead with 4:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Here's Nick Mino, who has been instrumental in bringing Sydney back here in the second half. Only has 2 points, but a couple of nice dishes, and is helping this offense very much against this 1-3-1 zone. Zach Green with a long three ball for Sydney. Off the mark. Wyatt McKee, a big rebound. Back out to Mino. Mino thought about a three, thought better of it though. Steps in now. A two-point shot is good. Mino, foul line extended, left side, puts it home. It's 47-44 with 4 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Harpersville on top of Sydney. And sure, McElwain is going to go to his bench and put Peyton Dean back in this game and gamble a little bit. He's got four fouls. 3:55 to go. Ball loose now on the floor. Devin Dean for Harpersville brings it back, and they'll call a timeout. Dean lost it there as it was tipped away by Sydney. Had to chase it into the backcourt. Went sliding across the floor. And in the meantime, sure, McElwain is able to call timeout. 3:48 to go, fourth quarter. 47-44 the score. The Hornets on top of the Warriors will step away for 30 here on CDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:48 to go, fourth quarter here, folks. 47-44. Harpersville on top of Sydney, trying to pull off a mini upset here in boys action on the road. Peyton Dean back in the game for Harpersville. He's got 13 points. He's their center, but he has four fouls. So we'll see if Sydney decides to go right at him, try to see if they can pick up a cheap one on him. I guess we'll see. Harpersville has the ball after calling timeout there in the backcourt. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. We'll see if Peyton Dean can be a factor here with those four fouls. He's going to have to be very careful. 10 seconds on the shot clock. I don't know if the Hornets know it or not here. Here's Dean with 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Kicks it right back over, and the Hornets have no awareness that the shot clock will run out, and that will be a turnover. They had it over on that far side, and they were kicking it around as if they still had plenty of time on the shot clock, and they didn't. And that will give the ball back to Sydney. 47-44. Harpersville leads with 3:30 to go in this game. Great contest here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us. Also online at WCDOsports.com. Here's Mino, left side, as again it's this 1-3-1 defense for Harpersville, trying to frustrate the Warriors a little bit. Zach Green back up top to Mino. His pass is knocked away into the backcourt, and Trey Larson is able to track it down for Sydney. Larson gets it back for Mino. Sydney going left to right. Mino into the front court. Finds Zach Green. Long three ball. Got it. We're tied up. 47-all. A huge three there for Zach Green. All his points are on three-pointers tonight. He's got three of them for 9 points. Here's a shot for Harpersville. Back the other way. Off the mark. Rebound for Mitch Livermore. Falls to the floor and out of bounds. And it looks like possession will stay here with Harpersville. 2:46 to go in this fourth quarter. We're tied at 47. Livermore came down with the rebound and then was able to actually throw it off one of the Sydney players to keep possession here with the Hornets. They get it into Devin Dean, who has 15 to lead the Hornets here tonight. He'll orchestrate the offense. 2:35 to go. We're tied 47-47 to the left side. For Dan Valeno. Gets it to Devin Dean. Drives to the hoop. Was looking for contact. Didn't get it. His shot is off the mark. And here comes Sidney looking for the lead. Down the left side. Stepping in. And a travel call here on that far side against Anthony Ruling. Ruling just took one extra step. Zebra Crew caught him, and a turnover goes right back to Harpersville. 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. We're tied up 47-47. Looking for a good finish here tonight. Mac boys action from Sidney High School. Here's Devin Dean, works it to the foul line, back over to the left wing side. Shot there is up off the glass from Mason Townsend. Rebound for Sidney. Here comes Anthony Ruling down the left side. Kicks it back out for Mino. Mino barks out the play here for Sidney to get things going. 25 on the shot clock, 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Up top for Mino. He only has 4 points on the night, but they've all been big, and he's got a lot of good assists. Mino for Zach Green. Green picks up his dribble, gets it back for Mino. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. 1:35 to go on the game clock. We're tied at 47. Mino, a jump step. Back out for Trey Larson. Pump fake on the three. Has to force it. Up and good. Trey Larson from downtown. He's now got 8 points, and Sidney takes the lead 50-47 with a minute 28 to go. Shot clock was down to three. Larson had to force it. He's up in the air. He gets it to go. And it's 50-47. We'll keep it right here. 1:28 to go, fourth quarter. Huge shot there from the senior, Trey Larson. Mino had an excellent little dribble drive. I thought he was just going to go up for the kiss off the glass. Instead, kicked it out to Trey Larson with about 5 on the shot clock. Larson had some good pressure coming from 2 Harpersville defenders. Stepped back, was able to launch a 3. Somehow gets it to go. And Sidney leads 50-47 with a minute 28 to go in the contest. Sidney was down as much as 8 points in this second half, and they've been able to come back here against a scrappy Harpersville team. And now we'll see what Sherm McElwain will draw up here for the Hornets. You have to think they're going to go for a quick 2, just keep it a 1-possession game, or will we see some Devin Dean magic? Will he go for a long 3? We know he has that ability. We will see what Harpersville will draw up here, and maybe does Sidney come with a press here and try to bring some pressure? Or will they sit back and just try to play good quality defense? It's all going to unfold here with a minute 28 to go in the fourth quarter. Both coaches giving those last-minute signals to their players. Mike Brzee calls over Anthony Ruling, giving some last-minute instructions. Sidney will sit back here. They'll bring a little bit of pressure with Ruling. It looks like he will just try to shadow Devin Dean. Minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. Strong man-to-man defense here. It will actually be Mino against Dean. They'll kick it back out into the left corner. And Mino will get a steal here for Sidney as he picks the pocket there of Dylan Smith. Mino now taking his time as we come up on 1 minute to go, fourth quarter. Sidney on top, 50-47. Here's Mino, little stutter step. Calls off Zach Green. He wants the ball in his hands. Now gives it back to Green. Now to Mino with 15 on the shot clock for Trey Larson, and back to Mino. Sidney working some clock here. Mino to the left side. Gets it down in deep for Wyatt McKee. His shot is up and no good. Off the iron. 40 seconds to go, and it's a 50-47 lead here for Sidney over Harpersville. And Devin Dean is fouled by Anthony Ruling. He could see that Dean was having a little trouble bringing the ball up and was trying to just get possession of it again. Ruling went for the steal and instead picks up the foul, and Harpersville will take a timeout. 35 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, Sidney up 50-47. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sidney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise with 2-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sidney. Call 563-2156.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 35.4 seconds to go in the contest. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO. Sydney was down 8 points in the second half, but they now have a three-point lead thanks to Trey Larson, a long three. He now has 8 points. It's 50-47. The Warriors on top, but Harpersville with the ball. Devin Dean has 15 points to lead all scorers. Will he be able to come up with some Harpersville magic? Sydney has to know that he's going to be the guy that wants to try to take this three for the Hornets. And they'll inbound the ball at half court as we come up on 30 seconds to go. Dean to the right side as Harpersville goes right to left. They get it down and low for Peyton Dean. Peyton Dean will be called for the travel as he goes along the baseline. I think he was looking for some contact there. Instead, he's called for the travel. Sherm McElwain, head coach for Harpersville, thought maybe it was a foul as well. Harpersville coming with the press now. 22 seconds to go, and Trey Larson will get the ball and be fouled. So they tried to go with Peyton Dean and a little run along the baseline. Harpersville was looking for a foul. They didn't get it, turned it over. Brought a little bit of a press, and Trey Larson was able to get free, get the ball, and now will head to the line trying to get this to a two-possession game. 22.3 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And here's Larson to the line for Sydney. His first shot is up and good. Trey Larson now with 9 points. Sydney ahead 51-47. And this will be a timeout for head coach Mike Brzee and Sydney. 22 seconds to go. 51-47 is the score. We'll step away for 30 here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 22.3 seconds to go. Sydney has clawed their way back, and now they are in the lead. 51-47. Boys basketball action. It's been a great one here tonight between Sydney and Harpersville. Trey Larson back to the line here. He hit his first foul shot. Let's see if he hits the second one. That would give Sydney a five-point lead with 22 seconds to go. Right now, a four-point lead. We know Devin Dean can be good from downtown for Harpersville. Sydney needs to be aware of that. Trey Larson to the line here for the Warriors. His shot is up. No good. Rebound here for Harpersville. Ball is on the floor. Hornets come away with it, but intercepted by Nick Mino of Sydney. Here's Mino trying to run out some clock before he's fouled with 13.9 to go. Big steal there from Nick Mino. Mino averaging 16.7 points a game. He only has four tonight, but boy, folks, he's done so many other things. His steals, his defense, his quickness, passing, everything has been really good tonight for Nick Mino, especially in the second half. Mino steps to the line. His first foul shot is up and off the mark. Rebound here for Peyton Dean. Outlet to Devin Dean, and he travels as he crosses half court. Just a little bit too ahead of himself there as he was obviously thinking about that three ball. 11.2 to go. Sydney up 51-47, trying to inbounds in the backcourt. They'll pass it ahead. Nice pass for McKee. McKee tiptoes along the line. Now gets it over to Zach Green, and he's fouled with 8 seconds to go. And Zach Green doing a nice job there to help out Wyatt McKee, who was getting trapped down in the far side corner. 8.3 to go. And now Zach Green with 9 points looks to get into double figures here as he steps to the charity stripe. All on three-pointers tonight for Zach Green. His first shot up and no good. Rebound for Peyton Dean. Gets it to Mitch Livermore. Back here to Devin Dean with 4 seconds to go. His long three is no good. Rebound for Peyton Dean. He's fouled, but time will expire. And Sydney picks up a big win at home, 51-47. It's their first lead at the end of a quarter here tonight. Harpersville playing an absolutely terrific game on the road, but they can't come up with a big upset against Sydney. The Warriors are able to hold on 51-47. Want to make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our awards, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Bank. Again, the final here, Sydney defeats Harpersville 51-47. Post-game coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACCO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
Welcome back to the post-game show here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lowell as Sydney picks up a big win here at home, 51-47. They trailed for a lot of this contest here, but they were able to claw their way back in. They were down 8 points in the second half. They come back here to win, and a big night tonight for several Sydney players down the stretch, including Trey Larson, who comes up with 9 points on the evening. He hit that big three, which really was the nail in the coffin for Harpersville. Let's quickly run through the scoring here tonight for Sydney. Kyle Smith with 3. Nick Mino finishes with 4. Anthony Ruling with 10. Alex Hoskins with 3. Wyatt McKee with 13 points to lead the Warriors. Zach Green finishes with 9. And Trey Larson finishes with 9. That's the scoring for Sydney. Harpersville on the other side was led by 15 points for Devin Dean, Dylan Karanka with 4, Dan Valeno with 3, Mitch Livermore with 4, Dylan Smith with 3, Mason Townsend with a big 5 points off the bench. That was a nice night for him, and Peyton Dean with 13 points for Harpersville. Let's run through our awards here tonight, starting with the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. The Defense Award tonight goes to Nick Mino of Sydney. Yes, he only had 4 points, but he kept his head in the game. Even though he wasn't hitting his shots, I thought he was very active on defense. Several steals, was a leader out there, and came up with some big ones at the end of the game when he was able to make some steals and then make some nice passes in transition, and that was absolutely huge. So Nick Mino is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defensive Player of the Game. ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Trey Larson of Sydney. Hit that huge three-pointer at the end of the game, which really was the difference here tonight. Several big rebounds as well for Trey Larson. Finishes with 9 points and was really very, very tough on the glass for Sydney. Had a lot to deal with Peyton Dean down low as well, the center for Harpersville. So Trey Larson gets the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight for Sydney. The NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Devin Dean of Harpersville. Finished with 15 points. I thought he was the true leader here tonight for Harpersville. We saw it in football. We saw it in basketball. The guys on his team will follow him into battle, and he did a nice job. He gave Harpersville that lead early in the contest. They were able to hold on to it for a majority of it. Down the stretch, he hit some big shots and was the leader for this team. So Devin Dean, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight for Harpersville. That's going to do it. Make sure to check out WCDOsports.com. You want to listen back to this game anytime, you can do that on our archive brought to you by SFCU. You can also go on there, check out the WCDO Sports podcast where we break down games from last week and games for the upcoming week. You'll also want to check out our schedule there. We're going to do four games next week, starting with a girls' game on Monday featuring Gilbertsville, Mount Upton at Franklin and Tri-Valley action. On Tuesday, we're going to have an excellent game, Unadilla Valley Boys hosting Unitego. We'll get our first look at Tanner Winchester this season. And Wednesday and Thursday, we'll also have games. So check out WCDOsports.com for the schedule. That's always updated on what games we'll be doing, weather-related, all of that on WCDOsports.com. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lull. Again, the final here tonight, Sydney defeats Harpersville 51-47. You've been listening to WCDO Sports. Have a good night.